News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Interesting story in the Sunday Independent yesterday. Figures showing the government has spent €1.2 billion during the housing crisis, buying up just over 7,000 privately built homes. Is that a good use of taxpayers' money? Is this hindering first-time buyers entering the market? To debate this, we're joined by Maria Bailey, Fine Gael TD, Chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Housing, Planning, Community and Local Government, and Orla Hegarty, Architect and Assistant Professor at the School of Architecture in UCD. Orla, I might start with you first. Is this a good use of taxpayers' money?
I think it depends what part of the country you're talking about. I mean, if we go back to 2011, 2012, obviously we had ghost estates and we had a very poor property market. So it probably made a lot of sense at the time to buy up existing houses. You had them immediately and they were cheap. But we now have a situation where housing is no longer cheap. It's gone up more than 80% since 2013 across the country. And so buying houses in that market means you're paying market rates, you're paying a lot more. And also we have a lot of first-time buyers and people who are struggling to find property out there. And the state is buying nearly one in five of what was built in the States last year, which is obviously excluding some people who would like to get into the property market.
Okay, is that a no? Not a good use of taxpayers' money?
It's no longer a good use. It might have been a few years ago when we were in recession and property was cheap. But in the current market at the moment, it's not a way to build capacity in the local authorities and in the construction industry. And it's not a good use of money because we're paying market prices rather than construction costs.
Okay, and just before we bring Marie in, were you surprised that figure, €1.2 billion over? It is over quite a long time scale, but it's still a hell of a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but also it's a lot of property. I mean, if you look at last year, almost one in five is a lot of new. I mean, over 2,000 new build purchased that way. It's a lot more than the Cooker funds are buying, which people have been concerned about. So it is a significant amount in the market.
Okay, Maria Bailey, not a good use of taxpayers' money.
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
Good morning, Orla. And just to concur with what Orla said, and there about ghost estates, there's about 3,000. Unfinished estates that are now back into the housing stock in both private, affordable and social. And this is money that was spent predominantly at the early part of 2011 onwards. Now, notwithstanding that, there was about 2,000 properties acquired in 2017. This year, it'll be half that will be acquired and about 6,500 will be built by local authorities. Where these properties are predominantly purchased, Shane, is in areas where it is cheaper to purchase them than it is to buy them. So if you ask anybody working in the construction industry, and Orla would be very familiar with this, obviously, to purchase a house at £150,000, it's very hard to build a house at that price point. So local authorities normally deal directly with the banks, or they have landlords that may come to them directly who may or may not have tenants in the property to say that they want to sell the property. And around the local authorities, and I sit in on the housing summit that the minister has, where we have chief executives or the directors of housing from each local authority come in. And in particular, it came home to me when the director of housing from Donegal said that they are purchasing houses because they physically can't build them as cheap as they can buy them. And for that, so in those kind of areas, it does make absolute sense to
do that.
And
is it absolutely being confined to those areas? Because we've all heard anecdotal evidence to the contrary.
No, to be fair, it's not. It's not. But it does have to be, this is exchequer money. So it absolutely has to go through rigorous tests before that does happen. But notwithstanding that, we're moving away from that. And we had to find homes quickly for people to prevent them from becoming homeless. And people forget that backdrop of a couple of years ago. We've now moved to this year, there'll be €2.4 billion investment in housing, of which over €500,000 has been spent already this year.
Okay. Let's bring Orla back in. Orla, are you persuaded by what Maria has to say?
She certainly would be right in cases like Donegal, but I think it's important to bear in mind that, you know, a typical house in Dublin now is well over €300,000, whereas the state can be building houses all in for more like €200,000 or €250,000 in some cases. So we can, you know, with the money that is available, it can be building three houses for the cost of buying two in a lot of parts of the country.
Just to be clear,
so
Orla,
we need to really be ramping up construction.
Okay, is it your contention that the government aren't doing enough when it comes to actually building houses? Is that your basic contention?
Well, I think the numbers tell us that. I mean, the number of direct builds last year on public lands, the local authorities went to directly to builders and signed contracts to build was only a little over 800 houses across the country. So the local authorities previously built really good social housing, and they had capacity to do that, and they did it efficiently, and the standard was very high, and we can go back to that.
Maria, 800 houses last year, you're not doing enough?
Just in response to that, Shane, because again, Orla working in this field would completely understand what we have had to do in the last couple of years. And we are now building houses of a far higher standard for obvious reasons than ever before. So measures that we had to bring in the last number of years, which did take time to do so, was things like ramping up staff within local authorities. So an additional 700 staff has gone throughout local authorities throughout the country. Investing in critical infrastructure to get sites operating, up and running, that being roads, sewage, drainage, that kind of stuff. So significant investments have had to go into those areas. We're now at a point where massive investment is now going into affordable housing and delivering affordable housing through many streams. Predominantly through the land development.
You're getting
agency.
There, basically. Is that the message?
But I mean, Shane, anybody who's built a house, never mind 500,000, knows that it does take time. But there is a policy there that will bring us, this is sustainable development long term. This is about bringing planning, planning.
We will have to, we'll have to leave it there, I'm afraid. Maria Bailey, Fine Gael, TD Chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Housing, and Orla Hegarty, Architect and Assistant Professor at the School of Architecture in UCD. Thanks indeed for joining us.